8 o'clock. Welcome in to Three Man Front. Happy Black Friday. It's nasty outside here in the state of Alabama. Much of the southeast. Hopefully no one's being nasty as you're out and about today and doing your shopping. Haven't seen any major headlines describing, you know, two moms fighting each other as they're both trying to secure the last electronic toy for their kids. Remember when Tickle Me Elmo caused all the problems in those department stores? When Tickle Me Elmo was the rage among kids, and there was a shortage of Tickle Me Elmos, and you had dads literally brawling. I think there was a couple of stabbings. If I can remember, it was like the state of New Jersey. But, yeah, luckily none of that going on, Pat. Hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving, and also a happy birthday yesterday.
Thank you, Landrum. I did. The turkey was outstanding. Landrum, as it's become a tradition around our house, he gets our bird and takes care of it for about a week, and then we devour it on Thanksgiving Day. And it was an 18-pounder this year. It was fantastic. So there were no leftovers. It was fantastic.
Well, that's what it's all about. I was kidding with Damien on Morning Jocks this morning and said that, man, I tried to control myself, but you want to be polite. We had three different Thanksgiving get-togethers. One we hosted at our house yesterday, kind of a brunch thing, and it was somebody brought breakfast casserole, then I fried beignets outside.
Oh, wow. How about that?
On the deck, and then did the waffles and all of that, and then around 3 o'clock went over to my brother's house, and then at 6 o'clock went to her family's house, and about 8:15, I was food babied out.
So, I will tell you, you look like you've put on about 7 or 8 pounds since I've seen you on Wednesday.
I probably have. in fact, I went ahead and I shaved my beard. I kept the mustache, but I shaved my beard because I haven't seen my face without a beard in 3 months. And I, just to make myself feel better, thought it may make me feel thinner.
Do you not pay attention to the door, to the studio? Do you not see that every day?
No. I don't, actually.
Mm,
I don't.
Okay, because, I mean, that's your face right there.
Yeah, I don't look at that,
with your loser mustache.
I don't look at that.
Mm.
If you could, now you get to. If only you could grow one like this.
Oh, I'm glad I can't.
Yeah, well, that's what that's what they all say. Isn't it, Pat? Like, if you can't grow a good one, then you just hate on the people who can. It's my Magnum P.I. I'm doing that for November
Peter
and December.
Burns, whatever you need to tell yourself.
Well, this looks a lot better than Peter's mustache. Anyways. I'm going to keep it for 2 or 3 days. Got a TV thing next week. Anyways, lots going on. Let's talk about the Egg Bowl that was yesterday. All of the anticipation of Lane Kiffin, what's going to happen. We will talk the latest on the Auburn coaching search. I'll tell you what didn't happen, though. Lane Kiffin's offense in the second half. 6 points.
It was brutal.
Ole Miss fans, you talk about brutal. Woo, social media last night, Pat.
No, it was not a good night if you're an Ole Miss Rebel fan. Will Rogers passed for 2 touchdowns. Mississippi State, they stopped that potential game-tying two-point conversion with 1:25 remaining. I want to go back to that play for a second. And the thing that really I just did not understand. So you get the touchdown, and then you blow 2 timeouts. You had 3 remaining. You blow 2 timeouts to come up with that play on the two-point conversion try. Because to me, if you don't get the two-point conversion, you can still kick the ball deep to Mississippi State and then use your 3 timeouts and stop them if they don't get a first down, and you can get the ball back. But instead, he blew 2 of his 3 timeouts on the two-point conversion play. That failed, and then you don't get the onside kick, and then it's over. So a lot of questions in this game, and the biggest factor is that Ole Miss could not run the football. Yes, Judkins ended, I think, with 87 yards rushing, but as a team, because of the sack yardage, they did not go over 100 yards rushing. First time that has happened since they played Alabama last October. So it was just a weird night, but one thing's for sure, this rivalry, it's heated, it's hated. Both schools hate each other, the players hate each other, and they come out every single year, and you literally can just throw out whatever Vegas, whatever everybody else says about the game. It is one of those games that crazy things are going to happen. Weird calls on the field by the officiating crew, the call by Lane at the end of the game. So it did not disappoint, but it was terribly disappointing, Landrum, for Ole Miss fans, because they just have to ask the question, since Brian Harsin was fired at Auburn, Ole Miss did not win a football game. Didn't win a game. So you can say, well, that's just coincidence, or he did not have his mindset on his football team anymore. He was concerned about what was going on at Auburn or negotiations, whatever the case may be. But it was a really bad performance by Ole Miss last night.
Yeah, and the inability to run the football was the most startling thing to me. And you mentioned it, 78 yards, if you want to go net, when you include the sack yardage. That's a Mississippi State team that the Auburn Tigers, in fact, ran for 256 yards against in the loss there in overtime just a few weeks ago. And it does beg the question. And again, it goes back to, if you're going to use your alter ego, your persona, a way to express yourself, if you're Lane Kiffin, by, if you want to call it trolling or just you being you on social media, it's cute and it's wonderful and everybody loves it when you're winning football games. But when you're not and you're tweeting out game week, tweeting at reporters who have put stories out that you are calling fake news or false information, if you're throwing your history, the history of the, you know, the Egg Bowl, you're throwing out tweets. And I think somebody else handles Juice's account, but pregame, there's a beautiful picture of him in front of the fireplace with the stockings, all of that stuff. And you come out and you look like that, ultimately you're going to have to answer those questions. And I mean, I saw everything from a Tim Brando tweet. I don't know what got into Brando yesterday.
usually attacking Alabama. So right. I guess
selling his daughter's condo, and he may choose to buy another one, and saying, you know, if you don't appreciate Ole Miss, you know, don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out, Pat. Anyways, take that for what you will. But some Ole Miss fans saying, man, you can take this crap offense and you can take your ass on to Auburn. Hey, Auburn fans, look what you're getting. So a lot of Ole Miss fans not happy. And I was surprised. I know it's Thanksgiving. This game's on Thanksgiving every year, and the fact that if you think Ole Miss fans rallying, the Rebel Collective and their NIL and all of that, and you look at the bleachers last night, look in the stands. Vaught Hemingway, not sold out. It might have said it was on paper with a 60,580 that it says it
seats.
There
were definitely sections available
but there
for
were
you and your
sections
family.
Available.
It was a Texas A&M sellout.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, pretty
so
much.
So we're counting orders. I don't know what that means. I don't know what to read into that.
Well, one thing's for sure, there's some fatigue that goes on every single year that when Lane has been there, there seems to be something that happens in the offseason, but he's a wanted commodity. So, I mean, that just goes along with the job. But seeing this football team in the last 12 days lose three games, 12 games, 12 days, they lose three games. And it just coincides. It's just one of those ironies. It coincides with when Brian Harsin was fired. And how about Brian Harsin last night on Twitter? He retweets a tweet announcing that Mississippi State has beaten Ole Miss in the Egg Bowl.
Oh, boy.
Now, take that for whatever that means.
Oh, you know exactly what it means.
So, I suppose Brian Harsin believes Lane Kiffin's going to be the next head coach.
Right, and this is what you're getting.
And he wanted to go ahead and take a shot. But yes, he retweeted that last night. It's the first time I've seen Brian Harsin on social media since, you know, he left and departed there at Auburn. But yes, he retweeted, or somebody that had access to his account retweeted the game.
Well, he's still there in Auburn. I did see where Barrett Salee, our buddy at Barrett Salee, tweeted out his home for sale there in Auburn, and a $2.4 million home that can be yours right there off of Ogletree Road. Very nice home, by the way, as you would expect. I did think that it was important to point out that, as Barrett did, the framed Boise State jersey in the kitchen looked a little out of place. But other than that, from the family theater room and the full-size gym that he has there inside the house, a very nice house.
Miss leg and arms day, man. You know that. You saw that.
No, not at all. I want to know where the tanning bed is, and I also want to know... how many times he shaves the arms.
Was it tanning bed or was it spray tan?
I don't know. It might be. I don't know. Surely.
He had a good tan for someone from Idaho.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm just guessing there's a tanning bed somewhere inside of that house, probably right off the fitness room. But no, you're right. The criticism abound last night for Lane Kiffin. And as we shift into, you know, what the Auburn coaching search looks like, he's still been adamant, though. I guess in a sense...
Can you say adamant?
No, I guess
with his
you can't
responses?
Because It's all about semantics.
It is. I keep reminding people that because you really haven't. I mean, when he says, do you expect to be the head coach at Ole Miss next year? I do. I mean, you know, just the things that he said that he very easily, it's almost like Jimmy Sexton's got an IFB in his ear. And he's telling him exactly what to say to make sure that he does not, you know, throw himself on the mercy of the court later on. I mean, that's what it sounds like to me. I mean, I have not heard him get caught in an absolute lie like Nick Saban did when Nick Saban said, I will not be the head coach at Alabama.
All right,
so that has not happened yet.
What I want to do is I want to play these clips from last night, Pat, okay? And after every clip, I want Pat Smith to do his best Lane Kiffin spin.
Oh, wow.
On when he accepts the Auburn job, people coming back to these statements and the questions he was asked.
Okay.
So you ready to go? You ready to go, Lane?
I'm ready.
I'm going to call you Lane from now on.
That's fine.
All right. First of all, the real Lane Kiffin last night after the game on being the Ole Miss head coach next year.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
Lane, with the regular season over now, do you anticipate being Ole Miss's coach next season?
Yes, I do. I feel like that was a court trial where you're like, yes, I do.
What do you say to that, Coach?
It's very simple. The question was, do you anticipate? Yes, I do. Because at that particular time, he probably had not seen Jimmy Sexton. Jimmy Sexton had not presented the Auburn offer yet. So at that particular moment, when they asked him, do you anticipate being the Ole Miss coach next year? Yes. I mean, because at that juncture, what else has given him the indication or an official offer, so to speak?
Yeah, and our buddy Brandon Marcello, national college football writer for 247 Sports, did accurately report that Jimmy Sexton was in attendance last night for the game. But that could have just been, you know, supporting one of his guys. He's there.
Well, Jimmy Sexton was also at, I want to point this out. Jimmy Sexton was also at the Texas A&M Ole Miss game. Okay. Down in College Station.
Yeah.
Cause those were both of his clients.
Absolutely. So that all being said, all right. So Lane Kiffin specifically asked about Auburn University.
Lane, let me follow up and rephrase the initial question. If Auburn offers you its coaching position, do you anticipate being Ole Miss's coach next season?
I do.
And then if I can follow up, what did you tell your players yesterday when you spoke with them?
I mean, I could just easily say that's between team meetings that we don't really talk about that. But I just told them that report that probably you're not paying that much attention to, but probably your family is inaccurate and false reporting, so...
All right, so it all goes back, Landrum, in my opinion, to that word that Blake Topmeyer used, the same word that Neil McCready used when he asked the first question, is anticipate. I mean, we can anticipate a lot of different things, and he can say that he, once again, did not have an offer. So, yeah, I mean, I'm standing up here right now that I anticipate that I will be at Auburn next year. I will be at Ole Miss next year.
Oh, Lane, you just went Freudian.
I know. I just messed up there, didn't I? But that, I mean, that's once again, and then the part about in the likelihood he does stay, he said what he did to his team to tell, say, to whatever, to the parents, to also help out in regards to the recruiting, because coaches will have to go on the recruiting trail.
Sure.
So if there's a small chance that he does stay at Ole Miss, and I still believe that it's a small chance that he stays, if he does, he's able to try to control the narrative in regards to going out there and try to recruit players.
Yeah, no doubt. I think the question that was missed, and you could have caught him in, well, you could have caught him in this. You know the reports that he had had some Zoom calls with John Cohen?
Correct.
That would have been my question. What contact have you had with Auburn Athletics Director John Cohen or any representatives of Auburn University?
That's a great question. I mean, seriously, I mean, I don't understand why the reporters kept using the word anticipation.
Anticipation. You're giving him a bailout.
Absolutely. You're giving him a way to kind of wiggle out of the questioning.
Lane, where were you on November the 22nd at 8:47 p.m.? Anyways, more from Lane Kiffin. The timeline, potentially, for his new Ole Miss, reportedly $9.5 million per year contract.
Lane, when do you think the timeline kind of is for you to sign a contract extension with Ole Miss? And obviously, what's the timeline for that?
I don't know. I mean, I've signed three, so did that make it? Does a fourth one mean you're never leaving? So I don't know. I'm much more focused and worried about the game than whether you sign another contract. I'm not acting ungrateful for that, but again, everybody thinks you signed a contract. Well, a year ago, you said the same thing, and then here we are again, so.
Coach, you want to respond to what the hell you meant by all that?
When somebody's like willing to give you a $2 million raise and you kind of come across very indifferent about it, to me, I thought he was able to wiggle out of some of the questioning. I thought one, you know, his attack on John Sokoloff, which continues, that's very petty in my opinion. It's ridiculous. I mean, he shouldn't even go there anymore, but he wanted to go another layer to this little feud between him and Sokoloff, because if he does go to Auburn, who's going to be made to look like a fool here? It's going to be Lane Kiffin. It's not going to be Sokoloff, because Sokoloff actually had it. But see, once again, it's semantics. Kiffin can come back later and go, when he reported that, I had not had contact with Auburn. My representation had not told me that Auburn wanted me to be their head coach. But it goes back to the question that you wanted asked, which was, how many times have you had contact with John Cohen? How many times have you personally had any type of contact with a representative from Auburn University? That's where you could get him to tell the truth or to come up with some kind of, you know,
right,
answer that he can come back on later and try to cover himself.
And by the way, that wasn't a one-sided report. Those were Ole Miss people talking with Auburn people. I'm talking Ole Miss people that write for publications over there that cover the team that felt good enough about the sources they talked to at Auburn that those conversations did in fact happen.
Okay, and one other thing I want to point out here. If he was so worried, if he was so concerned about these rumors, and once Sokoloff's report came out, if he was so concerned with that, then you know what he could have done to have silenced everything, Landrum? He could have signed his name, and they could have had a press release the morning of the Egg Bowl yesterday that said that Ole Miss and Lane Kiffin have agreed to a new four-year contract extension, paying him $10 million a year. That's how he could have avoided all these team meetings, all this back-channel BS that was going on. At the end of the day, he could have ended this days ago, but instead, he wanted to tweet out pictures of him learning the history of the Egg Bowl. It looked like to me he should have been at the whiteboard, and he should have been coming up with a better game plan, because it pretty much sucked the last 3 weeks of the season.
And losing four out of your last five. The one win, that being a close win in College Station over Texas A&M. And by the way, I will add this, going back to best win, Troy. If Kentucky loses to Louisville, he will have one team that he has beaten this year that finishes above 500.
Now, once again, I mean, we're not reporting that he is absolutely taking the Auburn job.
No.
But we have been given no information over the last couple of days that would give us pause anything different than what we've said on this show from the get-go,
no.
Which was we anticipate, there's that word, anticipate, he will be ultimately the head coach at Auburn.
And I will throw this in there. As of an hour ago, I double-checked because I've seen some of the same reports you have, Pat, and people that are riding around, whether it's from Auburn message boards or Ole Miss message boards or people who are – I've seen all of those reports, and I've had texts that have been coming back and forth. Somebody I trust just an hour ago, I said, is it Lane? They said, absolutely, it is Lane to Auburn. Done deal, and it has been done. And I'll leave it at that. Nothing else that I really need to add, but this particular person who is in the know does believe that it's still happening. Does that mean that, you know, there's been some misinformation given to them? It could. But I'm with you, Pat. I'm still saying right now, if you ask me, as of 10:20 on Black Friday, Lane Kiffin will be Auburn's next head coach. But there's
because
more.
First off, yeah. all the coach speak that he's given, there has not been anything that would make me think that he's committed to Ole Miss. Because if he was committed to Ole Miss, he would have agreed to the contract.
You have had given so many opportunities.
Absolutely. A $2 million raise, Landrum. $2 million. Roll the contract over to 4 years. You could be done with it. But instead, he wanted to have all this chaos over the last couple of days. Now, maybe it's Jimmy Sexton trying to milk Auburn for another $1 million. You know, maybe he's trying to push Ole Miss
sure.
over $10 million. I mean, you never know with these negotiations what's going on. But Lane Kiffin, he could have stopped this very easily a couple of days ago, but he just wanted to keep it riding. So
Pat mentioned John Sokoloff, who covers Mississippi State and also Ole Miss for a television station. He's a sports director, and he is the one, if we'll take you back, that initially reported the John Cohen to Auburn News, the athletics director for Mississippi State, who's now at AU, who we've been talking about, and he did it 2 days prior to anybody else doing it. And he was actually defended by Ole Miss publications, taking his back, saying John Sokoloff is very well respected and he's not willy-nilly when it comes to putting out tweets and information. And he didn't just get that information, you know, from a message board or somebody off the street and run with it. John felt good about it, and they were backing up his credibility. Well, after the game last night, apparently John, as you would expect, is there inside of the media press room at Vaught-Hemingway Stadium. Here's Lane Kiffin going out of his way to call John out.
Lane, we asked about it last week, but there's been a lot of talk about your future and whatnot. Do you feel like that was a distraction at all this week with the players?
I think when it was falsely reported by John, who's now famous, congratulations, that you can just write whatever you want. And I would do it too, I think, because you're never held accountable and you get to become famous and maybe you'll be right. So John did it. So then I had to have a team meeting to say his article was wrong, which would love to know these unnamed sources from John. But so, yes, I had to have a team meeting because of that. They don't, when there's other stuff and chat rooms and all that stuff, but when a reporter writes it, it changes the game with that. So,
found it very interesting. He said maybe you'll be right and that he would do the same thing. But ultimately, it can go back to him saying, well, John was wrong because he said that I have agreed and I had never agreed to that. I never said anything. And he could say I didn't even see the contract until Friday afternoon when I met with my agent, my representation, and this is all unbeknownst to me, it's coming out of left field.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I know we sound like a broken record, folks, but it's semantics. And that's exactly what he's saying. We anticipate he will ultimately be the Auburn's new head football coach. It will be a matter of time. It's interesting. He just tweeted out 4 minutes ago, Lane Kiffin did, and he tweeted out a picture. I know you saw this post game. Where Rogers, the quarterback from Mississippi State, gave his son Knox
the football,
his quarterback towel, gave him a towel,
or the towel
afterwards.
Yeah. Yep.
Because a day or so before on social media, Knox had asked Will Rogers, hey, will you hit me up with a towel? And he said, I got you. And so after the game, they hugged. Will Rogers gave him a towel. There was a picture that ESPN tweeted out this morning, and Lane Kiffin moments ago, 4 minutes ago, tweeted out to Will Rogers, classy, good luck in the
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Sent me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Future peace emoji.
Hmm. Very interesting. Knox having the time of his life. Saw where he had one of his, I'm guessing one of his friends that got to join him there on the sideline, which was pretty cool, and got to ride on the shoulders of one of the staffers and have the fire extinguisher prior to the game.
Maybe for the
will he bring that to Auburn?
Maybe.
Maybe. Will he bring that to Auburn? Well, I mean, will he be able to bring the fire extinguishers to Auburn?
As far as I know, he's going to be able to do whatever he wants. I mean, right? It's autonomy. Knox may be able to wear the eagle glove or whatever and be able to pick up the eagle after the flight when it lands at midfield.
And, you know, it worked out pretty well for him because I'm not insinuating that he threw the game last night, but it worked out because by them losing, there's a lot of people in North Mississippi this morning probably care a little bit less about trying to retain him.
Right.
Than they would have if he would have beaten Mississippi State.
Yeah, because they got to live with that. And I think that is a underrated rivalry when it comes to the bitterness between the fan bases, but also on the field. And you saw that as well with the players. And Pat, please remind everyone the one characteristic that all football coaches have in common.
No, they're all liars. And once you understand that, and once you can live your life understanding that that's where you're coming from, you're going to feel a lot better about yourself.
When flu season's here, you got to make your home healthier with Trane CleanFX. Home air cleaner removes up to 99.9% of airborne particles, including those that cause virus. It's 100 times more effective than standard air filters and 8 times more effective than HEPA room filters. Contact a Trane certified dealer for the CleanFX air cleaner. The coach, Wimp Sanderson, joining us next. We're going to get his blue plate, get his thoughts on the latest that he's heard from the Plains of Auburn for their next head coach, and also the Iron Bowl inside of Bryant Denny tomorrow. Wimp is next, courtesy of Craneworks on Jocks 94.5.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the Road to a Podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.